Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Andrea Bernstein in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC and WNYC.org. Each week in December, our food and entertaining gurus, Zora O'Neill and Tamara Reynolds, stop in with ideas about cooking and holiday parties. They're the author of the book with the title that is the bane of radio journalists everywhere.
Oh, sorry.
Forking Fantastic. Put the party back in the dinner party. They still host the set Sunday Night Dinner Supper Club in Astoria. And they each have a food blog. So far this month, we've heard about entertaining on a budget, food gifts, and last week had a wide-ranging chat about food traditions. Today, we're going to talk about how to get creative about what to serve your guests on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. Are you hosting a little post-dinner Christmas Eve get-together tonight? Are you thinking about whether to serve your guest on New Year's Eve? Give us a call with questions or suggestions. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Zora O'Neill and Tamara Reynolds, welcome back to the Brian Lehrer Show.
Thank you.
And Merry Christmas.
You too.
So after the segment last week, you guys hosted an online chat with our listeners, and one person said, what do you feed guests on New Year's Eve if they've already gone out to dinner? I think a lot of people also make the rounds post-Christmas Eve dinner, so this applies to tonight as well. What should people have on hand for a brief, you know, post-dinner soiree?
Right. It's great to have, you probably have a lot of cookies and, you know, desserty types of things left over from the many things people have given you, first of all. And that's always nice to have a little sweet. And it's also nice to have things like when I go to my friend's Seven Fishes feast, the Sicilians do in Connecticut, they serve slices of fresh oranges and slices of fresh fennel and roasted chestnuts afterwards. And you can find chestnuts in grocery stores or produce markets right now. You can roast them in your oven on, you should look it up online, but I think it's like 20 minutes, you know. And then you peel them and it's great. And it's sort of active eating, so you're not eating a lot, sort of like lobster.
Make you work for
right.
it.
You have exactly. to work for it. You have to work for it. But, you know, it's light. It's healthy. People aren't.
Feels okay to eat a piece of fennel or a nut or an orange.
Absolutely.
No matter how much you've eaten.
Absolutely.
There's always room to make sure you've got your nutcrackers on hand,
yes.
right? Any last minute tips if you forget your nutcracker, you can't find it?
Your hammer works just as well.
I have discovered.
With
yeah.
a gentle
yeah.
tap.
You can crack two walnuts in your fist, too. You don't even have to be very strong.
Like, I've never
see,
done
my
that.
Hand is very small.
And like against each other?
But if you just crack them against each other, that works in a pinch.
And it must impress people at a party, too.
Or against others' heads, perhaps.
She's so strong, she can crack walnuts in her bare hands. So, stores are really busy today.
Yes.
And if you have to choose one kind of shop to go to pick up a few of those last-minute items that you might need for one of these parties, where would you go?
Well, if you have something in your neighborhood, we feel so lucky because we live in Astoria and we have places like Trade Fair, which is like a bonanza of grocery shopping. Like any kind of ethnic thing you could possibly want is in there. I would say just focus on whatever sort of specialty grocery store is in your neighborhood. If you live in a Polish neighborhood or an Italian neighborhood right. or whatever, go with the experts and just go and get a spread from you know, them and say, like, what's good? What cheeses go with this? Hit me.
You know,
set me up with some olives, you know.
Right. Last minute things that are made in smaller specialty stores like tarama salada and hummus and eggplant dips, they won't cost you much money, but they will go very, very far in feeding people. And all you need is a little pita bread that you can toast or some chips or crackers or stale bread that you can toast and make into crostini if that's all you have. I've done that too.
Oh, well, let's talk about that. My guests, by the way, are Zora O'Neill and Tamara Reynolds. We're talking about how to pull it all together last minute. If you have a question for them, give us a call, 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. So let's talk about this sort of raiding your cupboard thing. So my family used to get invited to one of these big Sicilian Christmas Eve dinners. And then, you know, the way these things happened, we stop being invited. So have this sort of tradition of getting together on December 24th and everybody in the family. I have three siblings. We're going to be talking about that more next hour, but my parents, everybody cooks and cooks a dish. And this year I had done so much running around, particularly since Hanukkah started so early. So I felt like I have been shopping for the month of December. So I just wanted to take what was in my refrigerator and turn that into a dish. and I didn't do too badly. I made some
Spanish mushrooms. That's the best kind of cooking.
And
yeah. I love it.
I had a little celery root, so I made a celery remoulade.
Nice.
Now,
what else can you do?
Like, how to find in your refrigerator or maybe in your pantry something that you could turn into a little last-minute party dish?
Well, I'm a big fan of the all-purpose soup, and this is something that's nice to have on hand, you know, if you think people are going to stop by any time during the week coming up. We are sort of notorious for telling our guests to bring their own bowls because we never have enough bowls for, like, a whole party worth of soup. So people like to chip in that way. But you can also tell people just to bring
in. Do you keep the bowls? Or
No, yeah, they can take them back.
And they know which one is theirs. It's not a problem.
But you can also extend that and just tell people to bring an ingredient they think might be good in soup. Somebody can bring a ham hock.
Right.
Somebody can bring some carrots. But you can throw together a pretty good soup if you have some good stock and, you know, whatever vegetables, beans.
So what, you have like the big pot boiling and someone comes in, you just chop it up and throw in an ingredient?
Some carrots, some celery,
Do you start with a stone?
Right. You can also, it seems like, you know those little jars of marinated artichokes that, you know, they're on sale and you buy a couple. And then you never know what to do with them. Right. And 2 years later, they're still sitting there. You can dump a couple of those in your blender or your food processor and just whiz them up and add a little olive oil and maybe finish it with some salt and lemon. And it makes a great artichoke dip.
And it looks
like you did something and you didn't. Also, I would like to highly recommend something that's overlooked and probably one of the best kept secrets in New York City in general, which is bodegas that have those slightly illegal, perhaps, stoves in the back of them are making fabulous tamales.
Right. All the Mexican-run bodegas are the place to
And they're special, right, this time of year?
They are. They make most of them, well, the ones in our neighborhood make them year-round. I don't know about other neighborhoods, but they are very special this time of year, and they can be had for like $1 to $1.50 a piece. And, you know, you think about that, and you could buy 12 or 24 tamales and feed everybody. You could buy some salsa and some chips and call it
good. So look for the, you know, sign that says "I tamales" cut out on those, you know, bright neon colored construction paper.
Exactly.
That can always help you out. Now, what about alcohol?
Yes.
Champagne is obviously the big drink for New Year's Eve, but, you know, if you're having a lot of people over, maybe you can't quite shell out for a case of champagne. So what should you have around?
Well, our all-time favorite is from Zora's home state.
Oh, yes. I'm a big fan. I give a big shout-out to Gruet sparkling wine from New Mexico. It's delicious. It's made by actual French people, so, you know, legit.
In New Mexico.
It's
and they also
so
have a
crisp
rosé.
And delicious, and a beautiful non-vintage rosé. If you can find it, it's really hard to come by, but it usually sells out really quickly. But everything's under $20, super crisp.
Even under $15, I think, generally.
So I always feel like when it comes to wine and alcohol, that anytime I go to a wine tasting and I see a wine that is under $20, I just buy it because I feel that it's always going to be useful for something.
Yes,
and
that's true.
And you know, I have a sort of, I don't drink wines that are less than $10. I feel like kind of yucky.
Really?
Ooh, standards. I was going to recommend this $6 Latvian champagne.
Really?
I just saw it.
Oh, come on.
I'm
good? Doesn't give you a headache?
Well, I haven't tested it.
Research.
I haven't really tested it, but the Cyrillic writing on the label is great. It's almost worth the $6 for the label.
There's a lower-end Segura Viudas Cava that should cost you between $6.99 and $8.99 a bottle, depending on your neighborhood. And I have
from
to
your
say,
mouth to God's ears,
delicious. Put a little sugar cube in there, dash of bitters, lemon peel, and you've got a champagne cocktail.
Wow! All right, we're getting a couple of comments from our listeners. I don't know that we quite have time to take their calls, but I do want to thank Helen from Hastings on Hudson for suggesting gourmet grilled cheese sandwiches.
Ooh, nice!
And she also serves oranges and walnuts for desserts. And also, Nancy from Dobbs Ferry is saying lamb is a tradition for her family. She wonders how common that is.
Ooh. We love it.
We love lamb. Lamb is the new pork.
So. You heard it here first.
Okay, I love lamb also. Lastly, is there anything small you should have in your house this week in case somebody just happens to stop by?
I make gingerbread in the winter a lot. It's nice because it's not as crazy sweet. Honestly, I get sugared out by like December 15th. I'm already so over the sweets. But gingerbread is nice. It tastes a little nutritious and isn't quite as sweet as all the other things.
Or an apple spice cake or a spice cake in general. Really nice.
Thank you so much, Zora O'Neill and Tamara Reynolds. They are the authors of Forking Fantastic, Put the Party Back in the Dinner Party. And I think we'll see you back next week.
Yes, we'll be
here.
Thank
you.
Andrea Bernstein, in for Brian Lehrer. Stay tuned.